Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We got some opportunities there, whether it's free agency or the draft, and certainly some of our own in the building as well that we're looking to continue to develop. And so we look at all the opportunities out there, and we've got a lot of conversations going on for what that's going to look like. And it's not just that one position. It's really a lot of them. We have a lot of guys currently that are free agents that we got to make some tough decisions on, and if we can't bring them back, and like I told them at the last meeting, I wish we could bring everyone back, but that's just not how it works. And so if we can't bring them back, then we certainly have to look to fill that void somehow.
Ben Johnson talking about the left tackle position for the Chicago Bears. Of course, Ryan Poles also mentioned that they prefer Joe Tooney at left guard as opposed to left tackle. And I'm sure Caleb Williams feels the same way. But how will they address that? How will they figure out what they're doing? Braxton Jones is a free agent, the former fifth-round pick for the Chicago Bears. Theo Benedict, still a work in progress, clearly didn't feel comfortable enough to put him at left tackle in the last game of the season. And then, of course, Ozzie Tripillo dealing with his injury to his knee. So the Bears, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles. I mean, it's a huge question mark. I don't think people are really understanding how big of a question mark that is, especially with the injury to Ozzie Tripillo. But that's what we're taking phone calls on. Phone calls on the Bears. Will they get the defense right? I've already said I don't think they will this upcoming season. What are they going to do with the 25th pick in the draft? Is it simply best available, or do you have to pick a lane? Especially after what I just played for you that Ben Johnson was saying about the left tackle position. We're taking phone calls about Cubs and Sox still. And then, of course, the stadium saga that's still existing in the present as we speak. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. Let's go to Chi-Town David, one of my night owls. David, is this stadium situation just... Is it becoming wallpaper? Is it just boring to you, or where are you at right now?
Well, first of all, thank you for doing overnight again, man. Like, I mean, it's been a long time since the Score did overnight. I've been around the globe for a minute, and I used to listen to, you know, the good old Les Grabsky.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd call in, and I'd get immediate access because nobody gave a dang because it was a relatively new station, but... We're off that, so you're here, and I've listened to you on multi of the different time slots when they put you in, and, man, you're fantastic. We're about the same age. As far as the stadium, there's no way they're going to Indiana. This is all a power grab. I mean, this is typical Chicago, Illinois politics. I mean, the Bears aren't going to give up $300 million if they spend in Arlington Heights for nothing. I mean, just use your brain.
It's true. And then you heard Governor Pritzker, David. You heard Governor Pritzker.
He's going to get around to it.
Talk about how the Bears overpaid for the property. Oh, no, that was Representative Cam Buckner. How they overpaid for it.
Absolutely.
So even if they were to sell it, they'd probably sell it at a loss, right? And so you'd have more money.
It's already a loss.
Yeah, right.
So if they don't develop there, they're now losing that loss. And then they're going to have a sweetheart deal in another state that's not probably going to be like the jurisdictions and like all of the infrastructure is not going to be there. Like, there's no way. And people of Illinois and Chicago are going to be like, are you kidding me?
And it'll be the worst PR nightmare for the Chicago Bears, David. And you know what's interesting? You know who we haven't seen in front of a microphone? Probably the biggest Bears fan in the history of the Chicago Bears, and that is Mr. McCaskey. We haven't, this is a guy who loves the Bears, loves the Chicago Bears. And you haven't seen him in front of a stadium, right? Or you haven't seen him in front of a microphone because he'd probably start crying. Like, I don't want to leave here. You guys are, attacking me with these questions, and this isn't what I want to deal with.
Yeah. No, he probably is drinking himself to death at home.
Probably.
I'm why is this really happening to me?
David, I asked this question earlier.
Off and what? Now it's not going right. All right.
David, I asked this question earlier. Will the Bears be playing in a new stadium? Forget whether it's in Indiana or Illinois. What year?
Honestly, I don't think it's going to be for at least 8.
8 years?
Yeah.
You mean a whole first through eighth grade, a whole elementary school?
Six to eight. Yeah.
Damn. That's painful.
I studied politics. That's not what I do for a living, but I've watched and I grew up here and I know this town. I know this city. I know this state. 4 at the minimum.
Yeah. Minimum for sure.
Minimum. I'm thinking 6 to 8. And then you have to ask yourself, do you want a retractive dome? Do you want a real dome? Do you want we have the smallest stadium in the NFL.
Yeah.
We can't host a Super Bowl and we're outdoors. So do we want a retractable stadium? Do we want a fully enclosed stadium so that we can hold Super Bowls and all that extra money? Plus they can own their own stadium for once. So now we're the big ticket, we're not Dallas Cowboys, but we're, kind of close.
Yeah, and you get a new stadium.
We're top six as far as what the actual franchise is worth, and we don't even own our own stadium.
Yeah,
that's insane.
And I think that's why J.B. Pritzker is really upset with the Bears and the situation. Thanks for the call, David. By the way, I think he's frustrated because this is a franchise that has an insane valuation. And if given a stadium that is theirs to own, it just increases the value. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here. 104.3 The Score. Going to be hanging out with you till 5 o'clock, a couple more hours. That's when we hand it over to Dustin Rhodes in the pregame show, who will eventually hand it off to Mully and Haw, which Zach Zabin will be filling in for Mully today. So David Haw, Zach Zabin, they got you covered. Myself, David, and Ruthie, we did the Chicago lead yesterday. No shows tonight, so we won't be able to hang out. You want to know something funny? So I'm on 3 days a week on the Chicago lead. And I got the text 2 days ago that the week of, let me pull up my schedule here of March. So in March, the week of the 16th, I'm already in the 16th, 17th, and the 20th. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Friday. So then they call me up and then they're like, hey, Gabe, can we get you in on the 18th and 19th? Because David Haw is taking those days off. So we need you in all week. And I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem. So I got that all that week. And then my boss, Ryan Porth from The Score, calls and says, hey, can you do the morning show on the 17th and the 18th? And fill in for David Haw. So I am going to be full David Haw, not only on the morning show, but I'll also be filling in for him on the Chicago lead. So it'll be just us together. So that'll be happening the week of the 16th. But right now you can talk to me right now because I'm not working. Or this doesn't feel like work, I should say. 312-644-6767. Let's go back out to the phones. We got Aaron out in East Chicago, Indiana. Adam in East Chicago, Indiana. So you want to talk about the White Sox?
I'm a Cubs fan. So I want to know what do you guys think about the Sox, because we already played once out there in the beautiful Arizona, but they won, which I thought was funny. But what do you think, man? Do the Sox are they putting it back together? I like to keep my enemies close.
Yeah, that's clearly, Adam. I think the interesting thing. I'm a Sox fan. You know, I get to talk to them, talk about them on CHSN all the time.
Baseball fan is what we are. It ain't, you know.
All right, look, bro. You could be rough over there. You're gonna be checking me on my show, Adam. I don't think that's how that works, Papa. You know what I'm saying? You could be cool. We could be cool, but you're not gonna be running this. Right. Okay, that's what all I'm saying. Right, I got you. So the Sox. I think, you know, it's interesting. Chuck Garfine, Brooke Fletcher. They're two of our sideline reporters. You know, there's a lot of people that think highly of the White Sox offseason moves. Right, it's not just Sir Anthony Dominguez in the bullpen, who's a bona fide closer for the Chicago White Sox. You got Sean Newcomb, who pitched today, somebody that, you know, you got to eat up some innings. On the offensive side, Mune is going to be a guy who you're going to hear about all season long. It's the first baseman from Japan. He got a lot of power. He just went to go play in the World Baseball Classic, so he left the team for a little bit. But he's a guy who's going to hit a lot of home runs, and the White Sox were able to get him for the low. So him in the lineup obviously says a lot. And then you got some young guys, of course, Edgar Carroll, Kyle Teal, the catchers. They're probably one of the better battering rams in all of baseball when you're thinking about the productivity and what they shed him out to this year. Colson Montgomery, dude's a stud. He's going to be playing shortstop. He's, you know, had a really good tail end of the last season, and he's been playing lights out in spring training this year so far. And then you got the guys around him, right? Miguel Vargas, third baseman. That's the guy they got from the Dodgers. They got Chase Meidroff at second. And then the outfield is going to be, you know, a platoon. Nobody necessarily that's crazy, because they got rid of Luis Robert Jr. But they got some guys that, you know, they're going to get on base, move the ball over. But they're playing a different style of baseball, right? I think they're trying to play good defense up the middle, just like the Cubs were, your Cubs, Adam. And pitching, obviously, they got some guys that, you know, they're trying to do what the White Sox do, which is buy low, sell high, right? Get some arms in there that maybe some other teams might not have wanted. Give them an opportunity to start, eat up some innings, so that way, come trade deadline, you know, you put yourselves in a position where you can actually, you know, do that. So, Adam, you know, that's your little that's your quick White Sox synopsis about what's going on over there.
Can I say
with your enemies?
No,
listen, now you can.
I love a comeback story.
I love
a comeback story. You guys are young, and you guys look good, and I like your team. I swear, you guys just beat us in Arizona, and yeah, I'm all about it. I'm not some Sox fan or nothing like that, but
no, I get it.
A comeback story.
You're a Scrubs fan.
I'm a Cubs fan.
You're a Scrubs fan. It's all good.
You already know.
So what do you think about your Cubs this year?
I think we're all right, man. We got some pitching going on. It always comes down to whether the people that get paid do their job or they don't.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean? We, you know what I'm saying? We've spent so much money on players, and then what do? Turn around and get rid of Schwarber and all our heroes and everybody. So it just, everybody do their job. So I'm hoping that's what happens.
Simple as that. All right, Adam from Griffith, not East Chicago. Don't get it twisted out there. 312-644-6767 phone lines are open. Let's go to Jamal out in Waukegan. Jamal, when you're thinking about this Bears defense, are you confident that they can get to that elite level next year?
I'm confident they can do it, but it's not going to be through the draft.
Okay,
it's really going to rely on that coaching staff to really pull it together and get the best out of those guys that they already drafted on the trenches and on the defensive trenches. They need to go into that draft and they need to find some ball coverage. You know what I'm saying? The middle of the field and that back end of the field is where they need to be looking for some back end help. They need, in the offseason, they need to really look at Joe Tooney to fill in and plug up that offensive line. Trent Williams, what am I saying? Trent Williams.
Okay.
He needs to go for the biggest free up front there is.
Yeah, on the offensive side, obviously you want to shore up the left tackle position. Jamal, we saw what happened last year. It was a kind of like a carousel, right? What started off as Braxton Jones, then Theo Benedict, Ozzie Trapillo, and you even had Joe Tooney at one point playing on the left side. So, you know, you want them to do it, but it's been an area of concern. But I think everybody talks about the trenches, right? And then you talk about developing players. Javon Dexter is a guy that they should have been developing, but now Ryan Poles is talking about he's taking phone calls because people are calling because they're interested in him.
Of course they are. Javon Dexter is not a bad player at all. With that rotation, you know, he's getting pressure steals. The Bears may be giving up 5 yards a run, but teams aren't taking off. So Javon Dexter is still a good player. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might be moving on from the Andrew Billings. Now, we're talking about best player on the board. We really going to have to see what's going on at 25. Defensive tackle, nose tackle, that's going to be a body that's really plugging anything up like that. Now, you can definitely add something in the mix, but I wouldn't do it at 25. I'm looking at best player available, but you need to go somebody, you know, who really understands football on the back end of that ball because, you know, we have a lot of injuries there and we need ball coverage.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
You have an A1 five-star coaching staff. They really need to show what's going on with that defensive line. And another year where you were investing so much in veterans and drafting already.
Yeah, Jamal, you know, Andrew Billings is a free agent right now, only 30 years old. Damn, been in the league for 10 years. Chris Williams, the guy who they got a tail in the last year, free agent. I'm going through linemen that are free agents, right? We got Dominique Robinson, Daniel Hardy, and that's it. So, I mean, they're going to have to bring some new bodies in, as you're mentioning. But the guys that they're losing, and Joe Tryon, Chirinka, the guy that they got at the end of last year for Cleveland, you know, these are not guys that are world beaters, but they're going to have some dollars to kind of, you know, spread it around. Are you confident? Do you think this Bears defense will look the way you want it to look come next season?
I'm not too confident, but one thing for sure, I know they're going to find a way to make it happen.
The offense is going to do its job, huh, Jamal? I said the offense is going to do its job, huh? Caleb Williams is going to score points, right, with Ben Johnson there?
Absolutely. That's what we brought him here for. And he's already done a hell of a job.
All right.
Better going to stand the test of time.
That's right. Until we get there, appreciate the call, Jamal. Thanks for calling in. 312-644-6767. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We got Brandon out in Morton Grove up north. Brandon, maybe we went from the south side to the north side. What's that? Or excuse me, from up way up north to just a little bit closer to the city. Brandon, what's going on, brother?
What's good, Gabe? Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate you doing these overnights, and hopefully what I'm about to say will give you some energy to carry you all the way through the night.
Oh, man, I'm ready for this. It sounds like a cup of coffee I need. What's up?
All right, so first we're going to go offensively, and then we'll go on the defensive side, all right?
All right.
So the Chiefs want to draft Jeremiah Love, right? We can't let that happen, man. You need to package DJ Moore to the Giants or the Browns. They already got Judkins, Scadaboo, with a second-round pick or something, because you saw what Gibbs did in Detroit. He's already a borderline Hall of Fame talent. What's the best way to combat, a weaker defense? Possessing the ball, running the ball, right? Mm-hmm. So you give the other team less opportunities. And, you know, the Bears, you know, we had Sweetness. And, you know, I just think that if we got him, he would electrify this town, man. And pairing him with Caleb Williams, man, that would be... I think we'd be one of the top teams in the league. You can't let Mahomes get this guy. We need to do whatever we can to try and
let me slap the reality dose onto us, which is you're talking about trading up to get a top 10 pick, you want to trade into the top 10 because that's where he's going.
We're talking about doing that with Genty, right? Last year,
and they were already up there though. They were already close to the top 10. I mean, they were sitting at 10 or 11.
DJ Moore is one of the top receivers in the league. And then even if you give him a second round pick, from this year, maybe we'll get the picks we were supposed to get from, Atlanta. And then you're looking at a deep defensively side of the ball draft. And, you know, you could even throw in a next year first round or two. I mean, this guy is probably a generational talent. And, you know, on the defensive side, I wanted to get your opinion of Jacob Rodriguez. He has a propensity to turn the ball over, with the peanut punch, intercepting. He's got a high IQ, was an ex-QB, and he might be available in the later in the draft as well. And then you got this kid, Ahmed Moses, over in SMU. He's a really good safety that might fall as well. So, and, you know, we were hurt last year on the defensive side of the ball. We had a lot of injuries, so I think that the guys that were injured are going to make a comeback, and we just need to go all out. Ben,
but who on defense that you think is coming back from injury?
Kyler.
Okay.
I mean,
how many games is he going to give you next year, you think? Don't say 17.
Man, hopefully at least,
don't say 17.
Hopefully at least 12 to 15.
Okay. I'll take 12 to 15, Kyler Gordons. I'll take that. I'll say this. You know, when you're talking about, you know, Jacob Rodriguez, sure, you know, I'm here for him. You know me. I'm here for the some way you got a little easy at the end of your name. I'm here for it, no matter what that is. And I'm here for him being Chicago Bear. I think, obviously, when you're looking at the safety position, there's going to be value there. Come fourth round, you might mess around and get a start. I think Eddie Jackson was a fourth rounder, right? But I think he was dealing with injury with Alabama. So I think that's why he dropped to the fourth round. But you can find guys like that in the fourth round. No doubt about it. Starting safeties for sure right there. I think when you're talking about first, second, third round picks, you know, where are you going? You got to go linebacker. If you're giving up $15 million, it's because you need another stud that you can potentially pay $15 million to in 4 years when the rookie contract is up. So it's that. I asked a question earlier, Brandon. I said, or I made the statement that I don't think the Bears are going to get it right on defense this year. Do you agree with that statement? Because I see you throwing out a lot of different positions and some rookies, but I'm curious if you think that the unit itself will be shored up by then.
Man, I have faith in DA, man. Honestly, I think he schemes his players really well. You know, you saw that in the playoff game. What were we short of in against the Rams? Swift couldn't get in the end zone inside 5 yards. What's the difference maker in that situation?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Ben Johnson's supposed to scheme you up, though. You know? Benny J, the magician.
He loves running the ball, right? We have a great offensive line.
Don't you think? But don't you think, let's be very fair. Don't you think, not that he fell in love with, but he kept trying to hammer home the run. Like, next year it won't be that. Next year he'll have more faith in Caleb Williams to throw the ball inside the 20-yard line where, what, 70% of the time he was running the ball instead of letting Caleb have it. So I think it was just more so like trying to minimize potential damage. And I think next year he might have more faith in Caleb to where you won't need to, you know, run the ball first two times or first three times with, you know, Swift in order to put you in a better position.
I think that the league is leaning towards running backs. You look at who won these past couple of years, Saquon in Philly, Kenneth Walker with Seattle. I'm telling you, man, he's a three-down back, and he gives me Adrian Peterson vibes, you know, when he gets out in space, and then he can cut it back like Barry Sanders, man. I'm telling you, we need to do what we can to move up to try and get this guy before the Saints or the Chiefs, man.
All right.
We need to get the draft done.
Brandon, zero. I know. Brandon, my producer just went in my ear and said, no chance. That's because I mean, it's like, that's
sorry,
what you're
Brandon.
Thinking about. But here's some silver lining, Brandon. It's like, okay, Jeremiah Love, we know, obviously, he's in a class of his own, and he will go top 10 to somebody, right? But at 25, I know Ryan Poles said best available. At 25, you're going to get the second best running back in the draft. I'm just saying, second best. No one's taking a running back. Can I interest you in a Nicholas Singleton? Maybe if you like Notre Dame, like a Jadarian Price, you know?
All right, that's acceptable right there. That's acceptable.
So you are a Notre Dame fan. That's what it sounds like, Brandon.
Man, I just watched them this year, and just how they, you know, like got better throughout the year. You know, it just like he was such a difference maker, and man, I just really think that he would fit well in Ben's offense. You know, because you see what Gibbs did for Detroit. You know what I mean?
Of course. I would love the same to happen for the Chicago Bears, especially, you know, DeAndre Swift could be a cap casualty as well. If the Bears feel so inclined to go get a running back in the draft, you know, they could save a couple of dollars with him also. Hey, Brandon, I appreciate you, man, as always, calling in, brother. So next time you hear me on the radio, you know what it is. Phone lines will be open for you. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Mark out in Carroll Stream. So, Mark, you got a question about this Bears defense. Shoot.
Yes. You know, growing up, always been a Bears fan. And always said, never really trust in the Bears. I'm a little younger, but seeing Ben Johnson and then Caleb Williams, and he's improved every year. The offense has improved. I have trust in the Bear and Ben Johnson to control the team. It's just the question I have is there's too many questions on the free agency and then the dead cap space with DJ Moore is who we're drafting, and then Max Crosby, and then where's the money going to be with the defense? I do trust what the Bears are going to do with the defense. Is just, I think the unknown is the biggest question. What we're going to do with the DJ Moore, the trades, the draft, and the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously there's so many different directions they can go in, right, Mark? I don't know. Do we want to cut off Mark from the alcohol or from the phone call? Which one? Which one are we going to cut him off from? I like it. I think I'm here for it. Listen, the best conversations are had over some beers. Let's be very clear. Like the best debates, the best everything. Like this is when you're really did you ever hear the one where, like back in the day, you know, Greek philosophers and lawmakers, they had to come up with a law when they were sober and then drink and then talk about it again. And if it made sense when they were drunk and sober, then it became something that was passed. And so this is no different, Mark. Mark, I'm pretty sure you said what direction do you want this Bears team to go in with free agency? I think it's going to be a hodgepodge. It's going to be a mix of two. They're going to have to it's a game. That's what we're learning. Ryan Poles is being very transparent, Mark. This is a game he has to play. And what once was as simple as use all your resources to bring in the best players you can find has now become we have good players here now, but some of them make more than they should. We have to cut people in order to make dollars room for other players. Like now he's playing the actual GM game, where before his GM role was make this roster better because it sucked. And now it's better, and now his job as a GM is make it even better, but with more constraints. Does that make sense, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I love Ryan Poles in this situation. He has to be that GM. He has to be that, step into that role of make this team what it deserves to be.
Yeah, it's like that. So let's say the 25th pick in the draft, Mark, you're sitting right next to Ryan Poles. You're the new Ian Cunningham. What position are you drafting at 25?
Like I said, I was in the 104.3 a lot. Guys say linebackers. Mully loves linebackers. Like defense. Like it. That's the thing. I don't get paid enough to do this role. I got my own job, but I have trust. I have trust in this team now.
What do you do for a living, Mark?
I'm a warehouse manager.
And you know what? If your boss came to you and said, hey, a-hole, I need your opinion right now. Bears are on the clock. Who are they taking?
That's above my pay grade.
No, that's not what you would tell your boss, Mark. He says, if you don't tell me this, you're going to get fired, Mark. I need this right now.
I'm a linebacker.
There we go. That's all we wanted.
I'm a linebacker. give me a good linebacker.
Gotta go linebacker. I get it. That's what I would do in that situation. All right, 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Hanging out with you for about another hour and a half, so get these calls lined up. Jose from Okina, you're going to be up first on the other side. All right, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez, live and local on your overnights right here on 104.3 The Score.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
It's really tough, and I know I've talked about those tough decisions in the past. I think what changes is when you win, bonds and relationships get deeper. And knowing that right now we sit over the cap, like we got to make some decisions. If that's cuts, if that's trades, there's real relationships of people that gave it up for the Chicago Bears to advance our organization, and they may not be able to stay. And that sucks, to be honest with you.
Sometimes a soldier has to step over a body to get to where they got to go. It's exactly what the Chicago Bears are thinking. In order to, there needs to be upgrades if you want your team to be upgraded. And the Chicago Bears, as they currently stand, clearly not good enough to win a Super Bowl. So upgrades need to be made. And sometimes, unfortunately, that comes in the form of cap casualties. Tremaine Edmonds could potentially be one of them. The Bears would save about $15 million if they move on from Tremaine. The Bears have allowed him to seek out a trade. And, of course, that gives him the luxury of going to the team that he wants to go to. And so if he has personal relationships, Ryan Poles has proven time and time and again he wants to put his players in the best situation to succeed if they cannot do it here in Chicago, especially when they contribute to winning the way that Tremaine Edmonds has. But, again, phone lines are open. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you all the way till 5 o'clock. Dustin Rhodes taking over with the pregame show. Then David Hall is going to be joined by Zach Zabeman today. So they'll be talking a ton of baseball, and you know, phone lines are open. We're open for that too. You want to talk baseball? You want to talk Bears? I am here for you. I am just your vessel on 104.3 The Score. So let's go out to the phone lines. Jose out in Mokina. So Jose, you want to talk a little Bears and a little White Sox, huh?
Gabriel, ¿cómo está, papá?
Dímelo.
I got two things, bro. Three things real quick.
I'm ready.
The Bears Stadium, they're not going anywhere.
We know that.
Illinois will lose too much money, especially with the gambling revenue that they'll be able to generate.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even
Absolutely
think about that.
Not.
The brand new casino that's going to be coming right there on Chicago and Halsted, they're going to want to be funneling people to this whole thing. Okay, I like
for
what you're
sure.
saying.
There's no, I'll keep it at that because there's so much flying back and forth.
And Arlington Heights. Hold on, Jose. And Arlington Heights, I mean, it's not close to Des Plaines, but it's close enough where
if you left
the Soldier or whatever they're going to call it out there in Arlington Heights, people will be going to Rivers Casino afterwards. Let's be very clear.
100%. Or there might be even a built-in casino like most of the stadiums have now.
Oh, a built-in one? That would be crazy out in Arlington Heights.
I mean,
okay.
Secondly, I'm a Cubs fan. I know you're a Sox fan. I'm not a hater.
Sorry, I'm not a hater either. That's okay.
I love what the Sox are doing. A lot of good young players. Teal, Montgomery, Chase. And they have the number one pick, who they're probably going to draft that Rock.
Rock Chalowski. Yep, Rock Chalowski from UCLA.
Dude, the kid is legit. I mean, they get a couple arms. I mean, I know they got a couple arms in the trade, but if they get a couple, like, starting legit pitchers, I mean, they might be in the up and up in about a couple years.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, listen, they've been so down in the dumps for the last couple of seasons that there's only one way to go, and that is up and up. And maybe it may not go that fast, but certainly there. I think the coolest thing, Jose, that the White Sox have done in a short period of time is make their team likable again. And this is coming from a Latino. Let's be very clear. This is coming from a Latino.
Yes.
A Boricua brother that's out here that loves seeing my Latinos on the field. But Eloy Jimenez, Yoan Moncada, Luis Robert Jr., I had it up to here with those guys. And I think it was time for a change. And they made it hard to like them, right? Like T.A., Tim Anderson. They made it hard to like. Like you wanted to root for them, but they made it difficult for you. And then I think what the White Sox were missing, and this is what where they changed their roster and did a really good job of it, they brought in just gamers, right? Dirty jersey guys. When you're looking at Chase Mydroff, you're like, scrappy baseball player. You know what I'm saying? When you're looking at Kyle Teal loves to be at the plate. He looks like he's a madman up at the plate. And I love watching him. Edgar Carroll, just a professional baseball player, right? Mune, that's coming over, Munetaka. I mean, this is a guy who's fun, right? He's fun. He got personality, but he's also going to hit bombs. So, again, they changed the roster into guys that you want to follow, that you want to talk to. I had a chance. Hopefully it comes out if my Spanish is good enough. I did a full Spanish interview with Miguel Vargas, right? The whole thing was in Spanish. And so to be able to talk to him and understand that, you know, his dad won two Olympic medals with Cuba in baseball. He's grown up in third base heaven, right underneath his dad. And this is a guy, and now coming from the Dodgers and the story that he's had, he wants to be a leader on this team. So, like, there's people that you could really cheer for. And then when you're talking about the pitching staff, what the White Sox do very well, right, is get wily veterans that are at the tail end of their career and give them an opportunity to show that little bit of that they have left in the tank. They did it last year with Eric Fetty. They brought him back again this year. And what they do is they trade these guys away at the deadline in order to get resources back. And so the Sox, look, are they ever going to have, or at least in the near future, a top 10 payroll? No, we know that.
Never.
Right? So within those constraints, you know, what are they doing in order to better their team? Well, you're moving off of guys like Luis Robert Jr., bringing in Luis Angel in to play center field. Younger guys, energetic guys, guys that are going to play baseball the right way. Because as you know, Luis, as a Cubs fan, when you play the right way, defense, timely hitting, occasional long ball, you're going to win your fair share of games, and you're not going to be a laughingstock that's losing 100.
For sure. And the Sox know how to draft pitchers. They do well drafting pitchers.
That they
Dale,
do.
Crochet.
I mean,
at least, you know, the last couple.
Oh, my God. Sale, Crochet, they get the trade. They get the trade. You know, obviously, it's just they've done well in that job. It's about keeping them at the level at the same time. And you mentioned the young pitchers that they have. Noah Schultz, Hagen Smith. These are two guys that, you know, should be starter two, starter three for you in the future. If you can get a top line starter, a veteran, and actually pay them, you know, you could have a serviceable rotation.
And they should still have Tatis Jr. But that's another story.
I was going to say, don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, I know. And the last thing I'll say is, I mean, obviously I would love the Bears to get Jeremiah Love. It ain't going to happen. It should not happen. We need to get Max Crosby.
Well, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up?
I mean, here, let's just be realistic. First round draft picks in the NFL, half of them pan out, half don't.
Okay.
Bears do not have a good track record of drafting first round talent. They do well in the later rounds, but the key is having Caleb Williams on a rookie contract. I think the window, I'm not saying our window shuts, but with Caleb on a rookie contract, you probably have a 2 or 3 year window with him, Loveland, Burden on cheap contracts. You probably need to go out and get Crosby, but you probably first round pick this year and maybe next year. I'm not really sure if they're a Max Crosby away from a Super Bowl, but I mean, you might be able to get away with your two running backs again, especially if they incorporate Luther Burden in the running game a little bit more, like how Ben Johnson used Jameson Williams in Detroit.
Sure, it's a great call.
I think if they incorporate him more in the running game, especially in the red zone, even as a decoy, and probably give it to Manunga a little bit more because he's more of a physical back. But I just think, I would love to have Love, don't get me wrong, but I don't think we need too many pieces on defense right now, especially with all these offensive players on rookie contracts. Right?
And you got to take advantage of it, like you said. But Jeremiah Love, you'd have to give up assets to move up in the draft to get him. That'll be tough. He's going to probably be a top 10 pick going to the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a difference maker. I think everyone agrees with that, right? I mean, no one's doubting what he can actually bring to your squad. But, you know, to go back to your point about first-round picks, you know, I don't know. Darnell Wright, Caleb Williams, Colston Loveland, Roma Dunze, those guys might have something to say about first-round picks that haven't panned out.
That was within the last 2 or 3 years. Let's talk about the prior 10 to 15.
Yeah, but you're talking about a different regime. You're talking about a different guy pulling the trigger.
Yeah, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
You can't blame Ryan Poles for the bad drafting of two GMs ago. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, though. Right? I hear what you're saying where it's hard, right?
Being a Bears fan, difficult.
Hey, if there's one person that knows that, it's definitely me. But I like the direction that they're headed in, right? I like where they're going. But what I said earlier, Jose, was that I'm not even worried about the offensive side. I think Ben Johnson has a good grasp of that and what they will be. It's the defensive side of the ball. You hear Ryan Poles say, you know, that is a priority for them. But with so many moving pieces, right, the potentially cutting of Tremaine Edmonds, T.J. Edwards dealing with his fibula issue, you go out to the secondary, both your safeties are out of contract in Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard. On your cornerback situation, you know, Jalen Johnson, not that he's going to be a cap casualty, but you could save a ton of money if you were to let go of him. And then you got Tyreek Stevenson and a Nation Wright that is probably going to command $15, $16 million on the open market when you paid him $1.8 million this year. So, again, the defense is going to look a lot different. So, to me, that's the priority, right? How are you going to shore up the defense? But what I said was it's not that they're not going to be good. I just don't think the Bears are going to get it right on defense this year. And let me be very clear and give that context. When I say not right, it's what I think in my mind the defense should be in order to compete for a Super Bowl. I think they're 2 years away from getting there, where they got to shore it up a little bit this year.
I agree with that.
You know, a couple of a draft pick or a free agent, and then they can get to where they want to be, because I think right now they're still figuring out what's the best way to make that defense the best it could possibly be. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Let's just hope that guys want to come and play over here with Caleb, like how they did with Brady, where they take a little bit less.
Of course, you know, they will.
Like that might help, but man, I don't know. Yeah. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Thanks for the call, Jose. I appreciate it, bro. And always check out with me whenever you are up this late being a night owl. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Be safe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something to Tyler, baby T. My bad. It's a defense that is going to be nerve-wracking. That is for sure. When you're talking about, you know, this Bears team and what it'll look like. I mean, this is what's so cool about being. Jose said it at the very tail end, is that the Bears are finally in a position where they are good enough to where, you know, those borderline veterans or those guys that are on the cusp where they're not getting big contracts anymore, but maybe they want to extend their career a couple more years and maybe a one-year deal can get them paid somewhere else. I mean, look at C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's definitely going to get paid just off of what he did with the Chicago Bears. So you're going to get guys like that. And the Bears haven't been that destination for players for quite some time. So that's going to be interesting to see, you know, cap casualties that want to tack on to a team that's good, the Bears are going to be the beneficiary of that. And when you're looking at the defense, where they're going to need some adjustments, you're going to need a couple of those to make it work. A couple of, you know, whether it's a defensive end, just defense as a whole, as I mentioned. You know, Ryan Poles said he wants Kevin Byard back. 2 years, $12 million. Can't give him $8, $9 million. He's 37. No, I'm just playing. He's 32. But you can't do it. You'll be 33 by the start of the next season. Jaquan Brisker's going to want too much money, so you're going to have to get a draft pick on that if you want to go young and shore that position up for a little bit. I mentioned Nation Wright being a free agent. He's going to get paid, even though he's going to want to hang with the Bears for a little bit. Linebacker position is going to be tough. The squad's going to look different. Dennis Allen right now is probably up 3:45 in the morning looking at tape of pending free agents, guys that could be could be roster cuts, you know, during training camp. Like, he has his list of guys that he wants.
Yesterday was Bears Day at the Combine. Defensive linemen, linebackers, D tackles. That was their day where they needed to get their pen and paper out.
And it's good. Listen, and you know what? You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed because
the same way they went, you know, Luther Burden in the beginning, and you thought, what? Wait, I thought the Bears needed defensive help. And then they went Colston Loveland, Ozzie Jopillo, and Luther Burden. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be thinking the same thing where Ben Johnson's just going to want more talent on the team. And come 25th pick in the draft, pull up all the draft picks that the Bears have this year. Bears draft picks. Because I know it's 35th.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.com. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.CO.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What else is it, Tyler? The Bears have the 25th, the 57th, the 89th. All right, let's stick with those three. 25, 57, 89. 25 and 57 should be starters, right? I mean, should be. If you're getting picked that high, you should be a starter. The 89th pick, all right, that should be a fringe starter.
Competitive.
Competitive. Third pick, maybe that's where you grab your safety at. You know, like a third round safety that takes the place of Jaquan Brisker. That's where you're going to have high ceiling in those moments.
This isn't GM Gabe Ramirez. This is gut feeling Gabe Ramirez.
Oh, I love that. Two different people.
And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
How do you think those three picks are going to go? Like, what's your gut feeling? Like, position 25, 57, 89.
Yeah. I I think 25 is going to be a linebacker.
Linebacker?
I do think it's going to be a linebacker. I think round two will be offensive lineman. So it'll be linebacker, offensive lineman, then safety. So that's it. That's, you asked me what my GM hat is saying. I'm going to say linebacker out the gate because you're going to be able to get the second best linebacker, maybe the third best linebacker. I think second round, you got to address the offensive line, and Ryan Poles feels as though he has a leg up on, you know, tapping talent on the offensive line. So I think 57 will be just that. And then when you get to 89, I mean, unless, but I also, you know, it's tough to do those kinds of things because Ryan Poles strikes me as the guy that might take the 57 pick, see somebody he likes and trade down to like 62, you know, and then pick up an extra fourth rounder. Like I can see him doing that. Where he's like, I got five offensive linemen that I like here at 57. I could trade down to 62, get number three, and then pick up an extra fourth round pick along the way.
Well, and then I think the whole entire talk of draft, up until draft night, was the Bears, tight end wasn't even really a big thought at number 10 until like during the draft. Like I remember being on the board during the draft show, and as the picks kept falling down, I was like, they're really going to take a tight end here, aren't they? And sure enough,
that hurt my soul.
Colston Loveland, here we are. The Bear, I'm calling it right now, the Bears' leading receiver in 2026.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If Colston Loveland's the leading receiver for the Chicago Bears, that's a problem.
Who was the best Bears pass catcher second half of the season?
DJ Moore. What are you talking about?
I think
about?
If there's an argument, it was Colston Loveland. Have you ever seen the t-shirt that says third and Colston on it?
Tell me one amazing catch Colston Loveland made the second half of the season.
Does the Bengals one count?
I said amazing catch, not a catch. I said
okay,
amazing.
That was more of an amazing run.
Right.
I don't, okay.
That's my
he
point.
He doesn't need to make amazing catches.
But that's my point.
Because he
that's
is
my point.
A matchup problem that's down
my,
the field.
That is my point. He is not, like DJ Moore will be, and let's not forget, DJ Moore didn't even have 100 targets last year. Which is wild. I think the offense, listen, the reason Colston Loveland was able to be the type of weapon that he was is because teams had tape of the entire season where he was doing nothing. So he wasn't targeted. He wasn't even schemed up. Not until the very tail end of the season where you're like, oh, damn, we got to watch out for Colston Loveland. Like he was a non-factor. So then when teams are trying to figure out what they're going to do on defense, they weren't worried about Colston Loveland. They worried about DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Luther Burden, DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams. And then Colston Loveland starts getting in the groove because Ben Johnson's like, damn, people are second guessing my drafting of Colston Loveland. They think Tyler Warren's better. I got to get him the ball.
But this is where I think we are going to start to see Ben Johnson unleash more of his bag of tricks. He said numerous times throughout the season, we've asked Colston to wear a lot of hats, a lot of different things, a lot of different places he's got to be. And I think that's only going to increase. And to your point about the DJ Moore has made some of the most spectacular plays and catches in recent Bears memory. But I think those are more splashes. What I'm honestly trying to get at with Colston Loveland being the Bears leading receivers, he's just the most consistent target out there. Like he gets open routinely more than anyone. And to your point, I think throughout the season, the comfort level between him and Caleb Williams was very, very high. Like Caleb knew, man, I can throw it to him almost anywhere on the field and he'll come down with it.
You have a crush.
Dude.
You have a crush on Colston Loveland.
He's phenomenal.
He's good.
And he's going to get better.
That's the hope.
He's going to get better.
That's the hope. I listen, Colston, I'm here for a good tight end for the Chicago Bears. I'm here for that. Let me put you up on some Sam LaPorta stuff.
I was just about to say,
no,
Ben Johnson's second full-time season as offensive coordinator, Sam LaPorta exploded.
Okay, so what year would that be? 2023?
2023.
Okay.
His rookie season.
That was his rookie season. Should we look at what happened his second year?
It was a...
Should we? No. Should we look at what happened his second year with Sam LaPorta? Let's do that.
Okay.
First year, receptions, 86, coming out the gate hot. Second year, 60. Third year, 40. Now, granted, he was hurt. I want to put
Did
that
he miss any
He missed
games
time
in
last year.
In 2024, I'm talking
One
about.
Game.
One game, okay.
One game he missed. Targets, 120 rookie season. Year two?
Can I guess?
Please.
90.
83.
It was pretty close.
Okay. Are we seeing a trend here? Yards, 889 year one, 726 year two. Tutties, 10. Second year, 7. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that, you know, if you were looking at what Benny J, when he gets the weapon, and then the next year when people realize, like, oh, this is their weapon.
My legitimate argument to that would be that was a near record-breaking season for a tight end until Brock Bowers did what he did the year after. But Colston Loveland didn't really have that type of... It was more of like a... They were kind of throwing the ball to everyone. Like, there was no clear-cut target
You have Colston Loveland this year having a better season than 2023 Sam LaPorta?
I'm not going to say better, but pretty close.
So you got him like 900. So you think the Bears' leading receiver is going to have 880 yards? Nobody's going to have 1,000 yards? That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Even on his best season with his best Benny J, Sam LaPorta, who's proven, is like, come on. You're talking about Colston Loveland.
You know what? I'm in this far, Gabe. You know what?
There you go.
Colston Loveland, 900-yard receiving season.
There you go.
It's happening.
I like it. Lay claim to your opinions. That's what you got to do here.
Boom.
And you could do the same. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you till 5 o'clock, taking your phone calls. You can chime in on Colston Loveland and what you think his productivity might be this upcoming season. If you agree with that statement, that he'll be the Bears' leading receiver on the team. We're talking about the draft. Is it as simple as best available? Or now that you know what some of the holes might be for the Chicago Bears team, is there a position you want them to address in that first round? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you till 5 o'clock. Just want to hand it over to Dustin Rhodes. And then, of course, Zach Zaidman filling in for Mully today. It'll be David Hall and Zach on your morning drive-in. All right, your call's coming up next. It's 104.3 The Score.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.